Happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to UME Radio Kids Podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. Everyone is doing good. All right, this podcast. Oh,
Hi, Auntie Jody. Morning.
good morning. We are in the same color. You see that?
A
Almost
sunshine
the
day,
same
isn't
color,
it?
right? Yeah, it is a
Yes.
sunshine day, and then the logo and everything. Oh, are you? I haven't seen you. I've heard you all week. Oh, are you doing?
Am doing phenomenally well, Auntie Jody. It's great hearing your voice. It's always great partnering with you on this
Oh,
platform. Woohoo!
I am good. I am good. I'm amazing. My past week was, I have a little ick up and down, but I'm all good. All right.
Auntie Jody, I
I
must
hope
say
you.
that you're looking beautiful. You're looking phenomenal this morning.
Thank you so much. All right, so welcome everyone to UME Radio Kids Podcast, designed to inspire and spotlight kids for greatness. This podcast is about emancipating the minds of our kids so that they can step into their divine purpose with confidence. All right, with confidence. On this show, your child will be exposed to information about their culture, educational activities, Bible stories, and so much more. If you would like for your child to be a guest on our show, Auntie Tricia and I, our show, yes, right?
Yeah.
You to showcase their brilliance, their talent, their gift. Yes, their brilliance and their gift. Please go to our website. All right, so this is very easy. Go to our website. It's www.uneradio.com/. Okay, so that's www.uneradio.com/application. All right, so celebrating our kids is exceptionally important. Yes, it is. Each child has a unique gift, right, Auntie Tricia? Each child has a unique gift. On this platform, this is to help you to expose, share your talents around the world, right, without ridicule, all right, or judgment, all right. Our focus is a positive empowerment 24/7. All right, 24/7. So my name is Auntie Jody, and beside
Of
me, my
course.
loving co-host. Yes, Auntie Tricia. All right, so you can find me on my social media page. All right, so that is JodieAnnJBMcFarlane.com. You can go to my website and on Instagram, Twitter, and Instagram. Yes, yeah, I said Instagram before, right? So Facebook, Instagram, right? It's JodieAnnJBMcFarlane. JB McFarlane. All right.
Of course, and I'm Auntie Trisha, and I also have a little guest with me. His name is Ellie. Hi, boys and girls. Good morning.
Where did
I'm
Ellie
doing
go?
fine. Thank you.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Auntie Jody.
Hi, Auntie Jody. All right, so as I was saying before, I'm Auntie Trisha, and you can find me at emancipatedminds.com. So that's emancipatedminds with a Z.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Trisha's Kiddies Corner. You can find me on YouTube at Trisha's Kiddies Corner, on Instagram at Trisha underscore Williams. And where can they find you, Ellie?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. All right, so we have an excited show prepared for you today. All right, so we have some remarkable guests with us joining us today. All right, so joining us as well. All right, so guys, remarkable.
All
All
right.
right.
So we want to say a big thank you to all our partners, our supporters, listeners, and viewers from all over the world. Wow. You see, Ellie, he loves to help me, right? So he's my little helper here. So
Yes.
please join us in the comment section. Go ahead, like, share, and subscribe. And if there's a topic that you would want for us to talk about, be sure to let us know because we want the show to be the show for you. We want to resource you and your family, of course. So you can email us where Ellie at info@yumiradio.com, right? It is our hope that our kids program will become the resource for your family. Again, we want to say welcome, welcome. DJ Kelly, take us away.
The southern border alone. That's more than all of 2019, and it's only June, and that's not counting those who came with their families. NBC News correspondent Julia Ainsley traveled to the Rio Grande Valley to meet some of those asylum seekers and the border agents trying to deal with the surge.
So far this year, more children cross the southern border than in all of 2019. A stunning 78,000. And that's not counting children who cross the border with their families, like Kelly, whose mother Elsa brought her from Ecuador. 6-year-old could have ear surgery.
I know that it's a blessing to be able to cross over because not everyone has the same luck.
Here in the Rio Grande Valley, many families like theirs with children under 7 are being allowed to stay in the U.S. to await asylum hearings, even though official policy says only unaccompanied children are allowed to stay. But whether sending children alone or coming as a family, parents have a chilling decision to expose their young child to violence, hunger, and the elements for a chance at life in the United States. Brandon Kopp sees that firsthand, rescuing migrants who fall to the sweltering heat.
Do you see kids out here?
Almost every group. It's from infants all the way to 17, 18 years old.
And still, for many families attempting to cross the border, it can be a game of chance.
These mothers who are coming with infants, what happens to them? Is there any guarantee?
There is no guarantee that a certain individual coming in with a kid of a certain age is going to be able to remain in the United States.
Despite the risk, more than 172,000 migrants attempted to cross the border illegally last month. The Border Patrol chief here said he sees some expelled families send their children back across the border alone, a prospect he worries about.
We've even seen smugglers stoop to the level of kicking kids and people who can't swim out of a raft that's crossing the Rio Grande River, knowing that our agents will go rescue those kids and the smuggler can swim safely back to Mexico.
For a migrant, though, there's really no legal path into the United States right now. They can't present themselves legally at a port of entry and expect to be able to come in and make an asylum case.
Try to claim asylum in their home country.
Even though we don't have asylum programs set up in their home countries now.
After seeing what I've seen, I can't under any circumstances encourage them to cross the border illegally.
But for many, the risk is worth the reward. Like this family, reunited after 2 years apart. Velkis and her daughter left Honduras for the U.S. 2 years ago. But she didn't have enough money to pay for her sons to cross the border as well. Until now.
I couldn't sleep or eat. Who knows what they're going to find on the way? So much violence, kidnapping.
Did you miss your mom?
Hello, can you see the mommy?
Sí.
Yeah. Mucho?
Sí, mucho.
For now, many families are still choosing to take their chances for a moment like this.
Hey, NBC News viewers, thanks for checking out
our kids in the news.
Wow. Yes. Just imagine you leaving your child at a border. Like, I've seen before where videos, you know, showing that parents, they come in the dark and then they pull the kid over the border and just leave them. Like, just one run one direction and one run the other direction. Like, oh, can you just leave your child like that? Like, without you knowing if what is going to happen, like.
I know what you're getting at, Auntie Julie. I mean, watching this clip, I just want to talk to the boys and girls out there. I mean, I'm asking questions, and when I want you to go ahead and comment. I don't want any boy or girl to take for granted the privilege that they have. So you live in a country like the United States or even other countries where children have a great life. Now, in Kids in the News this morning, you are looking at a clip where you are seeing kids who are living in countries where they are living way below the poverty line. They are not having life as beautiful as you are having it, and therefore themselves and their parents are actually looking to escape their countries, putting themselves in at risk to go to somewhere else where they think life is better. Now, Auntie Jody, I'm sure that you're asking, how do they do that? But they are willing to risk it because they believe that in the end, they are going to be helping their families. What lesson can our boys and girls learn? I'm going to ask Ellie to tell me, to whisper in my ear. I think Ellie says that he wants boys and girls to be full of gratitude, to be thankful for the situations that they are in. I wonder what else Ellie wants to tell me this morning. Ellie is telling me that he also wants boys and girls to be prayerful, pray for other kids. Don't be selfish. Pray for kids around the world, because now you know from a clip like this that, guess what? There are kids that are going through horrific, devastating, terrible situation. And for those kids, I'm here saying it's pretty unfortunate. It's hard. It's tough. That you have to be looking for a way of escape from what you should be calling home, what you should be calling a beautiful environment. But I must say that there is hope. Boys and girls, there is hope. There is hope in the world. And guess what? For those of you who know God, you know He's a God who brings hope. So let's open our beautiful mouths, because a little child can lead in prayer. A little child can become an agent of change. I mean, we're talking about branding. I don't know why I'm getting so emotional, Auntie Jody. We're talking about branding. What is it that you can do with your little gift to be a voice, to be an agent of change? Are you someone who writes poems? Can you address some of these situations in your poetry? What's your gift? Are you a motivational speaker? We are getting into kids branding. We are getting into the impact that we can really have, you know. Auntie Jodi, I could say so much more. So kids out there, remember, you have a voice. Become current with what's happening in the news so you know what's going on around the world and you know how you can have an impact. Somebody said that.
I appreciate that.
He's cute, like, and I can adopt him. That's coming from Royal. Sure.
Oh, yes. So we should be so privileged that, you know, we have our mom and we have our dad and everything is, you know, we just need to appreciate where we are right now. All right, so boys and girls, so just be happy. All right. So that is it for kids. I think there's a question here. Hey, kids, how does this make you feel? All right, so drop that in the comments, kids. All right, how does it make you feel? Seeing the video that we showed before, how does it make you feel? Drop it in the comments, all right?
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about having family time in our homes. Boys and girls, these are some of the topics that you can raise around the dining table with your mom and your dad. You know, we're talking about thinking critically. I hope that's not a big word. We're talking about thinking big, thinking huge, thinking big, large. I want the boys and girls out there to expand your mind, the way you think. And these are some of the topics that I want you to be talking with your friends. Have these discussions and see, how can I be an impact? How can I be an agent of changing all of what's taking place around me? Because guess what? It begins with me, the change. And you are not insignificant. You are great, and you can become a part of the change. Yeah.
Amen. Well said.
Right. So you can also listen to our show on the following apps: on UME Radio app, on Apple App Store and Google Play Store, and iTunes Podcast, iHeart Radio, TuneIn, Google Podcast. Yes, Podbean, TuneU, Live365, Spotify, Stitcher, and Player FM, and Listen Notes. So we're going to ask DJ Kelly to take us into our next segment. Which is, of course, tech friendly. All right, so we should be seeing a little video about virtual learning.
Okay.
So DJ, can you take us there? Tech friendly. All right, so while DJ Kelly is taking care of that, right?
There we go.
Welcome to Trisha's Kitties Corner. Remember, like, subscribe, share, comment.
Virtual learning in a virtual space. Missing all my friends, but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space. Missing all my friends, but still celebrate.
I'm reading much better. It's like COVID giving me reading fever. Time to elevate. still play outside, but just can't wait to embrace my new book. Oh Lord, I love how the pictures look.
Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate.
I have internet, so online classes never miss me yet. Story time is the best when teacher says to join your next.
Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. Virtual learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate.
Reading is fun. It's only sad when the story is done. So read all you can. The future is brighter with a book in your hand.
While learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate. While learning in a virtual space, missing all my friends but still celebrate.
Thank you so much. Virtual learning
in a virtual space. Yes. So I liked it because after this song will be in my ears. It is that good. It will be in. I'm like virtual in a virtual space. You know, I like that. I like that.
I also like the fact that, you know, people at sometimes virtual learning in a virtual space. But he said virtual learning in a virtual space. I'm missing my flight, but I'm still celebrating. I have internet. So you're looking at a negative situation in a positive way. I want to talk to the boys and girls out there. I know that some of you are frustrated. I know that learning online is not necessarily as fun for some person, but you know what? Let's take a good positive look. Let's look at the positives coming out of virtual learning, right? And so Dijon says, virtual learning in a virtual space. I'm missing my friends, but I still celebrate. I have internet, because many children don't have internet. You know that, boys and girls? Many children aren't access the virtual learning because they don't have a tablet. They don't have a cell phone. They don't have a laptop, right? So it's virtual learning in a virtual space. And we have...
We have some guests with us this morning. Hello, can you just introduce yourself? Who want to go first? You can introduce yourself.
Hello, good morning, everyone. My name is Josephine. You hearing
all
me?
All right, Josephine. Yes, Josephine.
What's your name?
I heard you. And our next guest?
Good morning, my name is Kadri Bradshaw.
Okay, Kadri Bradshaw. All right, so this is a question. Good morning, welcome. All right, so this is a question for you, all right? What has it been like for you learning online? And also, guys, I want you to put that in the comment section. How's it been for you learning online? All right, so question to you, Josephine. For both of you, who want to answer first?
For me, online learning has been a little bit difficult at times because sometimes you see the internet goes and you miss classes or you're late for classes. And sometimes you are there and the teachers can't make it to class, so it makes it difficult at times. But what I have learned, or a trait that I have learned, is that when my internet goes or I miss a class, I can ask a friend to take notes for me, or I get some videos on YouTube and revise the topic that the teacher taught.
Okay, wow.
Kadri, what are some of the positives, or, you know, even give your views about learning online? What's it been for you, and what are some of the pros and the cons?
Learning online is kind of easy for me because I'm kind of familiar with the internet and stuff. So it has been easy for the most part. As Josephine said, if I miss a class, which I don't normally miss classes because my internet is stable, I'll just ask somebody to take notes, or I missed something in class where I was just distracted. Online learning, I don't think it's really I don't really think that it's benefiting most persons because you know, some persons don't have the the equipment and the stuff,
right?
Internet and the laptop and the phone and everything to access online class. So, yeah.
Okay. It's very nice to see you both here. Do you have any advice for other kids on how to get the best out of the online learning experience?
I would say, like, if you know that your internet is mainly unstable, if you can afford it, or your parents can afford it, or if you're in high school, because I don't think that any parent will let their prep school child go on the road by themselves for the whole day. So I think you could go at a cafe or something near you, or if your community have like a community center, you can go there with your device. And if you miss a class, you try to catch up back and go and do something productive, like, you know, if the teacher is not keeping in class, you read the notes that she sent and read over after every class, so when it's exam time, you don't have to do a lot of studying.
Okay, that's awesome. Awesome. Josephine, would you like to add anything?
I guess the message is maybe she's not hearing.
My advice for students. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, hearing you.
My advice for students in online school is always remember to take time for yourself and have fun. Whether it be like have a movie night with your friends where you just have a Zoom call and you present a movie and you watch it and you relax. Because honestly, as a CSEC student, no. Studying online, at times I don't have the motivation or the drive to push forward or go ahead. I just want to give up. But that time where I spend and I just reconnect with my friends and we just sit down and watch a movie, it rejuvenates you and it motivates you to push forward. Also, a great thing that I've learned also with studying, try to study in like groups with persons, especially in subjects that you are not so strong in, because you will find that challenges you are having, other persons are having it too, and by coming together, you figure it out, and you just learn so much new things and simpler ways to remember information. So make jingles, abbreviations, just make learning fun for you in this online time, because it can be very demotivating to get up and go to class.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
That the boys and girls out there who are listening, you are hearing now from your peers. I just love, you know, that coming out of what both of you have said, we are seeing that kids are a part of the solution. You are critical thinkers, and you are definitely going places. So thank you so much.
That really inspired me, both of you. Like, both of you really inspire me. So, yes. I'm taking this encouragement for myself too, all right? So boys and girls, take this encouragement, and I'm taking it for myself as well, all right?
Yeah. All right, so thank you so much. Were you listening on the news that we had earlier? Any of you want to, you know, share your feelings on the news? The kids in the news that we showed earlier?
It is kind of heart-rending and heartbreaking to see the other kids out there are suffering like that, because, you know, I wouldn't want to go through that, you know, you have to. But as what they said, the parents did it for the better, because, you know, when you send your child alone, it's a better chance that they will make it, because the person will rescue them and, you know, they will put them in a shelter and you can come and get them after. So it was for the better, but I wouldn't want anybody to go through it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kadri. Josephine, do you have any thoughts on the story?
Oh, when the news was going, I was being disconnected.
Oh,
but
okay.
What I picked up from it, the leaving their children, I wasn't hearing.
Okay, that's all right. So thank you so much for being with us this morning. And Kadri, we will have you later on in the show, so please stick around. And stick around also, Josephine. So we're moving right into Spotlight with Auntie Jody. We're not hearing. Saturday night.
Hi, kids. Welcome to Trisha's Kitty's Corner. Remember, like, subscribe, share, comment.
It's Jamaican style. Lord, what a night, what a night, what a Saturday night. Lord.
Today we'll be talking about Aki, and we'll be learning the sound of a special letter in the alphabet.
Jamaica's national fruit. Aki.
Aki is a part of Jamaica's national dish.
Aki.
Aki came from West Africa to Jamaica. This is Alan. He lives in Jamaica with his mother, Althea. One day,
Althea sent Alan to the market. I wonder what she's sending him to get. Do you know?
Alan?
Yes, Mommy?
What did I tell you to buy?
Aki.
Alan's mother, Althea, told him to buy Akis. On his way to the market, Alan stopped. He was playing marbles. He totally forgot what his mother told him to buy. Alan ran back home. Then he saw his two sisters, Annie and Abigail. Alan asked, "What did Mommy tell me to buy Annie and Abigail?" Alan was so happy, he ran to the market and got his mother the Akis. That night, they had Aki and saltfish for dinner. Did you enjoy the story? Say Aki.
Aki. Aki.
What letter and sound begins Aki?
The A says A. The A says A. Every letter makes the sound. The A says A.
The letter A says A. A is the short sound of the letter A. Alligator, apple, arrow, ambulance. They all begin with A. And Aki begins with A. Alan begins with A.
The A says A. The A says A. Every letter makes the sound. The A says A.
Bye now, boys and girls. Remember, the letter A says A. The letter A says ah. Learning is definitely fun, boys and girls. Just want to let you know that Aki is one of Jamaica's favorite food. For those boys and girls who are not from Jamaica, have you ever seen Aki? Have you ever had it? Do you love Aki, Kadri? Do you love to eat Aki?
Yes, I love to eat Aki.
I hear Ellie saying something, you know. Ellie says he loves to eat Aki and dumpling in Jamaica. Aki and dumpling.
Right, what about for you, the Josephine?
Yes, Auntie Jody?
No, I'm saying I'm asking Josephine. I'm not sure in the Josephine. Yes, I was asking you.
Oh, I was saying Aki is for Aki. I love Aki. Aki and saltfish with some good fried dumpling or some good boiled dumpling, banana, piece of yam.
Piece of yam. I love it. I love it.
Can you describe the taste of Aki for our viewers, Kadri?
I don't know how to describe it, but it just tastes good.
It's soft. It's a fruit, and you cook it when you boil it in the water first, and then you strain it off and you cook it down nicely with your, you can cook it down to your saltfish and you put the onion and the tomato. And it has a very soft taste. It's soft on your palate. Mm-hmm. Auntie Jody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
For me, I'm in the States, and I can get Aki. You know, when like family coming up from Jamaica, the first thing, please, you know, we need Aki. And I love Aki. Just like what he said before, like, I don't know how to describe, you know, the goodness of it, you know, as what Josephine said, you know, dumpling and bananas and stuff. And even, you know, what I used to love when I was a child, I used to love, my grandma used to make the ackee and the saltfish and the cornmeal and what do you call that again?
We call it turned cornmeal in Jamaica. Aki cannot be eaten raw. The aki is cooked. It has a nice buttery taste. So for the boys and girls listening, I wanted to leave with 2 points about aki. Aki is Jamaica's national fruit, right? Mm-hmm. And it's also a part of Jamaica's national dish, which is aki and saltfish. All right, and you can get the ackee to buy in cans over there in America and some other countries. So if you want to taste the ackee, go buy your ackees and have it for
you. Go to the Caribbean Isle or the International Isle.
So just to say that that was learning is fun. Are we having spotlight this morning, or are we moving right into our Little Big Minds?
All right, so in spotlight this morning. All right, so in spotlight this morning, we have Josephine. All right, so let me, Josephine. All right, so let me introduce Josephine. All right, so Josephine is my niece. Right, she's my niece, and this is how she showcased her talent. We'll let her introduce herself to you and tell you why she's here. Hi, Josephine. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Auntie Jody. Good morning, viewers. I'm fine. And how are you?
I am beautiful. I'm lovely. I'm great. All right, so tell us why you're here today in the spotlight.
Okay, so this morning I'm here to tell you guys about a program, a project that is put on by Auntie Jody herself. It is a part of her foundation, the Planting a Seed Foundation. The project is a voiceover course, which should be held in August of this year, this summer. The program itself is to just showcase other job markets and opportunities to children, right? Because we know in Jamaica, and the Caribbean at large, most of the time, you know, when you're talking about profession or career, your parents want you to talk about lawyer, doctor, policeman, all this. You don't really see. You don't really see non-traditional fields such as like animation and voiceover. And what I have realized is that in the Caribbean, and I've seen it with like my brothers and myself, we have this natural born talent to imitate anyone. We can imitate anybody's voice, accent. We have that natural talent. So this program is geared towards showcasing that, developing that talent, and showing kids that there are more jobs out there. You don't have to be in an office. You can go outside and explore.
Wow. All right. So you heard it from her. All right. So you can go to, all right. So by the end of this month, all of that information will be on my website, Jodianne, JB McFarlane, all of that. All right. So with her brilliance, so remember this program is about showcasing brilliance and also branding. All right. So with my brand, Josephine, I recognized her brilliance, right? And I took the gift and I put it and I give it to her, and she's doing a fantastic. She's also the secretary for my foundation, Planting the Seed Foundation. Oh, gosh, you didn't tell us the name of the program. I just realized you didn't tell us the name of the program. And what's the name of the program?
Yes, name of the program is similar to the name of the foundation. So the name of the foundation is Planting a Seed Foundation. And the name of this program is CVP, Seed Voiceover Program.
Wow. All right, so that's how she showcased her talent. That's her brilliance. She's a phenomenon. I have a tongue twister. She's a great. Let me just say great. She's a great niece. And she's 17. So she's starting this from early. And also, let me just say. It is okay. It's okay right now if you don't know what you want to become, right? Also, guys, she's 17 and she still hasn't decided what she wants to do. And we'll talk about that more on another episode, all right? So thank you so much. So much, I'm saying Garcia, right? That's her pet name. That's our name, family name, Garcia. Our current name is Josephine, all right? Our current name is Josephine. So thank you so much, Josephine, for coming and showcasing your brilliance. Thank you so much. And up next in Spotlight today, I have Auntie Tricia in the Spotlight. Auntie Tricia, you're in the spotlight this morning. Where is Auntie Tricia? All right, so while Auntie Tricia comes, all right, so hello. All right. So we are at Big Little Minds. Little Big Minds. I'm saying Big Little Minds. Little Big Minds.
With Kadri Dale Bradshaw. He is a 14-year-old student, and we're happy to have him this morning. Kadri, thank you so much for being on. Can you, you know, share with us?
I don't know, 14, I'm 12.
You're 12?
Oh, 12.
Oh, yeah. Wow, my connection. Tell us a little bit about Kadri.
Kadri is just Kadri. Kadri, very smart. I'm a Christian. I play the Job. I don't know what else. That's just me.
So you're active in church. You play the drum. Right. I heard that you are doing phenomenally well in school, that you have kept your grades up, you know, and you're getting A's and doing well. What can you say? What are some of the things that you are doing as a young man to be having good grades in school?
My mommy can tell you I don't like to study. Up until this day, I can't believe that I actually got such high grades. Yes, I study, but I don't like it. So when I'm going in the exam, all I do is just pray before the exam. Pray before I submit the exam. So God just works out, you know.
Okay, so you're saying that there's power in prayer. I'm sure, though, that even though, because some of us, you know, are like that, we really don't like to study, but I'm sure that it's because you are paying attention while the classes are going on. How is it for you, you know, learning? Would you say that you are really learning through that virtual space?
Yes, it's helped. Yes, learning through the virtual space actually do help. It's kind of more easier than the than the regular space, because you know, yeah, you can record the classes, and when you're finished, if you miss something, you can go back over the recording and stuff. So it's kind of easier than the regular space.
Okay, awesome. Kadri, I mean, I see that there that you are a musician and you are somebody who's active in church and you're also doing well in school. What message or what lesson would you want to pass on to other young boys like yourself?
I would just say stay focused, pray, God plus hard work equals success.
Wow.
You should just keep your head high, work towards what you want. Don't let nobody discourage you. And so I was discouraged also at school, and I got the highest grade in the class. So don't let anybody discourage you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you see yourself playing drums? Tell us about your drum playing. Do you see yourself playing drums in the future?
Definitely. Drumming is something I want to do in the future, of course. Maybe as a job and maybe as something part time.
Okay, that's so phenomenal. Kadri says God plus education is equal to success. Boys and girls, are you listening? Are you listening to your peer? Did you hear what he said? God plus education
equals success. Somebody's asking, someone is asking you, if it is easy to play the drum. Is it easy to play?
No, it is not easy to play the drum. I played 2 types of drum, actually. The djembe drum, that one, you know, it's kind of easier to play in a sense, but
what is it called? A djembe drum?
Djembe drum, D-J-E-M-B-E.
Oh, okay.
So that one, you have to use your bare hands, and you know, when you're going, knocking it hard, you know, your hands kind of sometimes red. And but I learned to play on that one at first because I went to JCDC and won gold medals of that one.
Wow.
And like, so the one with the sticks, the chopstick, that one is not so easy to play because, you know, you're working your hands and your both feet, so you have to, you know, have control, and you know, when you're doing the skills and the stuff, so it's not really easy to play. And yes, and you have to practice. So when you practice and practice, it gets easier over time.
Yes, wow. That's who taught you how to play?
A lot of persons taught me how to play. First it was my music teacher, Mr. Brown. You know, I always will admire and respect Mr. Brown because he was the first one to put me around a drum, and then it was Brother Duane from my church, and then Uncle Pete from my church also.
Okay, that's awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Kadri. It was a blessing having you here. And I'm sure that you are an inspiration to all the little big minds who are listening out there. Remember that even though you're doing well in your studies, it doesn't mean that you have to limit yourself. Get a skill, get an hobby, get something. I mean, find an interest and find something else to do on the side. So we are sliding over. So while we're waiting for the questions to pop up on our screen, Auntie Jody, are you ready to answer questions?
I have to be ready, but if I beat you today, I'll moving forward, I'll love you in time, right? Moving forward, I promise you. If I win today, okay? Only. Yeah.
It seems like we're having.
You don't have to worry. She won't win. I will win for you.
Oh yes! Oh yes! Thank you.
It seems like we are having a little issue. You know, getting our questions up on the screen today. So I'm wondering, I'm going to throw one question out of my head. And this one is pretty easy. What was the name of the man who Jesus rose from the dead?
Lazarus.
Yes, I love this school challenge, Chris.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can throw out another one. What was the name of his sisters or one of his sisters?
Mary and Martha.
Boy, Kadri. Oh, you just.
He's winning for me, remember? He's winning for me.
No, I'm winning for Auntie Trisha.
Wait. You said you were winning for me. No, you're winning for Auntie Trisha.
No, I said you said that if I win on Auntie, I will be nice to Auntie Trisha. So I'm going to let Auntie Trisha win, so you have to be nice to her.
Thank you so much.
Auntie
guys,
Trisha, the game is up.
And Josephine,
the game is up.
It's up now.
Yeah,
we're still gonna close.
All right.
So it was our pleasure having our guest, and we sure hope that you guys can come on to the show again. It was amazing having Josephine and Kadri with us on our show today. So here is where. Of course, we leave you for today, guys. We want to say bye for now.